The Center for Disease Control reports that as many as 300,000 people in the country are infected. Lyme has long since outstripped AIDS as one of the fastest growing epidemics in the U.S. Many suffer with chronic symptoms for years before they discover the problem, if they discover the problem. John Donnelly hopes his campaign encourages more open discussions and inspires more research so that people with Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses can have a better chance at restoring their health.
Yeah, so I came up with this idea because I had a very bad case of Lyme disease growing up. And like most people, didn't know a lot about it until I got sick. And it took me a few years to get a correct diagnosis. I was misdiagnosed, undiagnosed. My family didn't know much about it. The doctors that I went to see didn't really know anything about Lyme and other tick-borne diseases.
Donnelly was eventually diagnosed. Then later, both of his parents, his younger sister and his aunt, were also diagnosed. Donnelly says once he was finally diagnosed, he was treated with the conventional 3-week heavy doses of antibiotics.
I received a few weeks of intravenous antibiotics, so I had the pick one that went in through my bicep and into my heart, and I got a lot better, so I was really healthy during high school. And then during college, all these old symptoms returned, and I developed like new bizarre symptoms like lockjaw anytime I yawned during class, tingling and numbness throughout my body, really weird ringing in my ears, neurological problems, degenerative arthritis, and a lot of other things that a 21-year-old shouldn't have been experiencing.
So then it was back to the races. It took another round of specialists scratching their heads, his symptoms continuing to progress, and more time before he was again diagnosed. Today, Donnelly says he's at 85-90%, healthy enough to ride across the country, and he says he feels lucky. That's why he approached an advocacy group, the Tick-Borne Disease Alliance in New York City, with the cycling project idea that's been dubbed Bite Back for a Cure.
This is an awareness building campaign, it's a fundraising campaign, but it's also a listening and story sharing ride. So I'm meeting and speaking with patients as I make my way across the country. We're doing filmed interviews and sharing all of that stuff on YouTube and Facebook.
I think one of the hardest things is just wondering if you're ever gonna get better, you know? Like, there's times where I, you know, wondered like, am I always gonna have this? And that's hard to deal with because when you go from being completely healthy, you know, to kind of just having your health taken away from you, that's a really challenging moment, you know?
That's musician Caleb McGinn, who Donnelly interviewed along his path. In that video, McGinn admits that he felt he had to be his own health advocate in the sea of uncertain practices that may or may not lead to health. So let's just talk for a second about the controversy-ridden culture that led McGinn and so many like him to feel that way. Donnelly says one of the first problems is that the diagnostic test isn't always effective.
Patients may, you know, show up false negative for a while, and then after going misdiagnosed with other things, they come back with a positive Lyme disease diagnosis.
Then there's treatment. Basically, two schools of thought rule the day. One says about 3 weeks of heavy antibiotics will do the trick. And that might be true if caught early enough or if it just happens to work. But the Center for Disease Control reports that in at least 20% of the cases, symptoms return after a month's treatment. The second school of thought says in lieu of a cure, long-term, continuous courses of antibiotics is the only recourse many have. Of course, there are major problems with that course of action. Side effects, fears within communities about overuse of antibiotics, and then, of course, payment.
For many patients, insurance will not cover treatment that exceeds 1 month of oral antibiotics. So for people who cannot afford long-term treatment or don't have the resources to find any other means of getting better, this is an issue of massive social injustice. if you have the wherewithal, you probably can get treatment, but that's going to be out-of-pocket expenses. You know, people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just trying to get better. So not only does this take a toll on your health, but people go bankrupt trying to get treatment.
And if it weren't already complicated enough, let's back up for a second. We aren't just talking about a single nasty bacteria. Lyme is just the town on the map where one particular pervasive bacteria is infamous for infecting the majority of the people. But other diseases are also transmitted by ticks. Those diseases are caused by infections from a variety of pathogens, including bacteria, viruses, and protozoa. One tick bite may transmit Lyme disease and over a dozen additional tick-borne diseases, so co-infections.
It's not just Lyme disease. There's a few known co-infections, and there's a dozen known pathogens that ticks carry. And, you know, if you were to see, you know, your regular physician, and maybe he does know to test you for Lyme disease, you may not get tested for all these other co-infections. So, you know, treating these diseases in their late and complicated forms, it's kind of become an art form for doctors. And there's just not enough known about these other pathogens. And that's why I'm doing this ride, just to bring awareness to all tick-borne diseases and to generate funding for new research.
Donnelly is now headed toward Philadelphia. His ride started in late September in San Francisco, and he hopes to end up in New York City by December 1st. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.